Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And the recipe we are doing today in honor of my grandmother Lydia is her pineapple honey glazed ham. Now, what's so awesome about this recipe is that we really take it up a notch in terms of making our traditional hams. Most people eat ham during Thanksgiving. Sometimes they'll eat it for a big family event. But this is such a simple recipe, you might want to think about putting this into your monthly recipe repertoire, or just putting it on something that you know your family's going to enjoy. And it's not only delicious, but it's super easy. Let's get started. The very first thing I'm going to need to do is get my recipe broke down. So I'm going to take a 4-pound ham roast. At 4 pounds, I mean, you figure you're going to have a little bit left over, which is always a great thing, especially if you want to do a nice ham sandwich. I'm going to get to taste, and I always do to taste because everybody has a different preference, but I love a lot. So if I had to do my own simple recipe for this, I'd say about a good 1/2 cup of honey. And I like a good orange blossom honey is always really tasty with this recipe. 1/2 cup of maple syrup. We are going to dredge our ham roast, and this is very important. We're going to cover it. We're going to throw it in the oven, 400 degrees for 10 minutes. I want that to get nice and glazed onto my ham. Then I will pull it out, and I'm going to use clove stems, and we're going to stud some pineapples. And I like to use just the pineapples out of the can. I don't like the juice, but I like the ones that are in natural pineapple juice. It's such a very good flavor. And as those pineapples roast onto our ham, that excess of moisture of the pineapple juice will start to seep onto the glaze, and it just fuses into something incredible. You can use orange slices or maraschino cherries. On this recipe, we have orange slices we could put on there. But the maraschino cherries, it's no different. But we want to make sure we don't use the juice from the maraschino cherries. If you decide to go that route, we want to stick with the natural flavors that are going to be cooked and roasted out of our product. 3 cups of beef stock. And I take 1 bulb of fresh garlic. I cut that completely in half with the skin on, everything. I'm not worried about it. I give all my vegetables a good rinse. Put that in the oven. 300 degrees, slow and low, and let that cook for about a good 20 minutes. You're going to have the best ham you've ever had. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, check out my website at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.